And here is something to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. Low prices. Gas is cheaper than last year. Turkey prices are down, too. Joining us to discuss is Marilyn Giewak, senior business editor with NPR. Marilyn, great to have you.
Hi, good to be here.
And let's start with gas prices. What is happening?
Well, they're really cheaper, about 20 cents a gallon less than they were last year. You know, the average price was about $3.44 last Thanksgiving, and this year it's more like $3.25. Hmm. And there are a lot of cities, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and places in the, you know, around Texas, where a gallon of gas is actually below $3 a gallon. So it's a pretty good time for people to travel. And economists say that that drop in prices will save about $2.5 billion for consumers. So that's more money that you can spend on those flat-screen TVs. And, you know, you may have just noticed that there was a little bit of an uptick in prices just this past weekend. But that can be explained by, you know, a few little things happening there. There was a refinery fire, maybe it sent up prices up a little bit. But overall, the price trend has been really good for consumers. And now with this deal with Iran, it seems like it's likely that prices may slip even a little bit more going forward.
Yeah, I saw that crude oil prices fell on that news of the deal with Iran. That could trickle down, although sometimes it takes a little while for that to hit the gas pump, right?
It can be uneven. So.
What about air travel? Because I've been looking at some plane tickets, and they are not cheap, Marilyn.
Right. When it comes to passing along the jet fuel price savings, the airlines have not exactly been passing it along to you. The prices are pretty much the same, although up a little. Some markets, you're looking at 3%, maybe 5% more on ticket prices, and of course all those fees. But the reason the airlines aren't passing it along is they basically have fewer seats in the air. They're trying to consolidate more. You know, we've had a round of mergers in the airlines. So there are fewer seats flying. That means a little bit more competition. So prices have held, even though jet fuel prices are down.
All right. And what about turkey? As we said, turkey prices are down this year. I bought the turkey already, and I think it cost about $26, something like that. Yeah. What's going on with turkey costs?
Well, overall, turkey, it's a pretty good year to drive to a turkey because the gas will be cheaper. And when you get there, you'll find that most, for the most part, meals are a little bit cheaper. The American Farm Bureau Federation sent out its price checkers. They do this every year to try to put together what's a typical meal for 10 people. And this year, they were able to put together a decent meal for 10 for $49.04. And that's 44 cents cheaper than last year. So really, it's nothing dramatic, but it's a little bit cheaper. And mostly that's because of turkey prices being down a little. But potatoes are one exception. They're actually more expensive this year, about 53 cents a pound compared with last year, only 46 cents. But you will be happy to know you can stock up on squash because zucchini and yellow squash are a lot cheaper this year. They're down like 13%. So skip the potatoes, eat more squash. It's good for you.
I have to ask because falling prices sounds like a great thing, but we do always worry about deflation, whether that's is this deflation?
Well, you know, it could just be some seasonal factors. You know, the things like the gasoline prices. We didn't have any hurricanes this year. We had pretty good weather. There are all kinds of factors. And when you have lower energy prices, it ripples out to the rest of the economy. So there are lots of factors here. But generally speaking, prices are just really stable. Food is up. Grocery store prices are up only 1% from last year.
Marilyn Giewak, senior business editor with NPR. Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, same to you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.